Ted O'Dell. He's with the Lansing Jobs Coalition. Ted, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. Now, the focus of your organization was to bring a casino to downtown Lansing. Was your organization able to help in the process of the presentation that Mayor Virge Bonero presented yesterday? Were you a part of that project?
Absolutely, we were. As you know, and your listeners know, we were the group that, a citizens group that gathered just over 5,000 signatures from Lansing residents who support the idea of a casino. And so we've been working with the mayor and the tribe to try to put together a package to make it palatable, you know, to the city council and to the public. And then yesterday was a culmination of all that hard work over the last nearly 2 years. So we're pretty excited about it. I do have to say, you know, just for your listeners know, I'm not a corporate attorney, nor am I a member of a tribe. I'm just the guy that ran the petition drive because we had an idea that we believed in. And I think had we tried to attempt this, say, 5 years ago or 10 years ago, it never would have happened because the economy was still good back then. But given today's economic recession and the need for jobs in Lansing, people get that. And I think those are some of the key factors that really help us bring all this to a successful announcement yesterday.
Did the mayor give you credit and your organization credit yesterday?
He had a whole laundry list of people he was giving credit to yesterday. We were there with the mayor. He didn't mention us by name yesterday, but we're happy with that because we know he's on our side and we got this back, and we think this is a fantastic opportunity for Lansing.
All right, the line extends from here in our Southside studio near Everett High School all the way downtown with the naysayers that say this won't get done. You have the tribal, you have other tribal leaders. There are legal issues. There are Lansing City Council members. There is the city. There are officials with the church. There's a lot of work to be done.
There's still quite a bit of work to be done, and I'm glad you brought that up because the thing that your listeners need to know, the things that they're not hearing at this point, is that, first of all, the majority of the lobbyists and Lansing attorneys that are against this project are all on the payrolls of the Battle Creek Tribe and the Mount Pleasant Tribe. There's a professor of Native American history at MSU who is against this, but you have to remember he is also a member of the Mount Pleasant Tribe, so he gets a yearly stipend from their casino operation. Basically, I thought the mayor had a very good line yesterday. He said any mayor in the nation would give their eye teeth for this opportunity. The long and short of it is the real battle is not going to be at City Hall. It's not going to be here in the city of Lansing. The real battle is going to be within the halls of the Department of the Interior in Washington, D.C., specifically the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which regulate Indian gaming as a whole. And I think it's kind of funny that the governor has come out against this, as has our state attorney general, Bill Schuette, when, in fact, they don't have a dog in the fight because they have no say over this Native American casino because they are a sovereign nation, the Sioux tribe. The attorney general and the governor only have a say if we were trying to bring in a corporate casino here in Lansing. So, you know, it's the old line, you know, follow the money, and that's where you're going to find your friends and your enemies.
Ted, you said the mayor would give his eye teeth. It may cost him his backside if he doesn't get this deal done. There are a lot of opponents just in Lansing City Council, and that's the first hurdle. How do you think he's going to convince them to go for this?
I think when they realize that this is good for job creation, good union jobs, and it's also folding some of the money into the Lansing Promise, the scholarship that he talked about yesterday, I can't believe anyone in the right mind would not support job creation and education for students in the Lansing School District.
Well, I received some emails about this story yesterday, and these folks were saying they've heard the story before. We're going to get you a lot of money for education via projects like this, and in the end, the citizens end up putting their own tax dollars into projects like this. How's this going to get paid for?
The scholarship specifically?
To build the casino,
to build it up
and going.
The tribe, good question. The tribe is footing, will foot the entire bill for construction. Now, the city council will have to be involved at some point because there will be some contracts that need to be approved, you know, like infrastructure, that type of thing. But the actual construction cost of the facility will be fully paid for by the tribe. There's zero money coming from the city of Lansing for this project.
Now, there are other tribes that are really going to have a problem with this and take you to court. This could end up in the courts for years.
They're going to try to stop it in court, and to be honest, you know, they're the ones who stand to lose, you know, because Mount Pleasant's only 70 miles away and Battle Creek's about 40 miles away. So if we do build this casino here in Lansing, they're the folks that are going to lose, definitely. But I'm not worried about the court cases because, you know, ultimately it will be settled within the Department of the Interior. The Obama administration is very friendly to the idea of the expansion of Native American gaming. And in fact, they are encouraging that across the nation because they see it as jobs creation and also viabilities for the tribes themselves. So, you know, there'll be a lot of political posturing, you know, as there normally is on any project of this size. But, you know, the conversation you and I have had over the past year or so, and I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to come on your show and share our details and thoughts with your listeners. But ultimately, I think we will build a casino here. And it's really a win-win, no pun intended, for the greater Lansing community because of the economic boost it's going to give, not to mention the 2,200 new jobs.
Now, there are the moralists who will say gambling is not a good deal, and there are going to be people who may have challenges with gambling. How are you going to deal with those folks?
That's a very good point. Early on in the process, before we even started circulating our petitions, we at the Lansing Jobs Coalition sat down with the Michigan Problem Gamblers Association, and we said, look, here's what we want to do. This is what we want to attempt to do to bring a casino to Lansing. What are your issues? What do we need to know about people who have gambling problems so we don't facilitate a problem like that? And basically, they showed us some real eye-opening numbers for myself. Fewer than 1% of people with gambling problems come from casinos, which I thought was very interesting. And one of the important points they made to us, to our organization, was that, listen, you're not going to create problem gamblers. Those people already exist in our community, just like alcoholics and drug addicts and things of that nature. They said, but what we're asking you to do is that you promise you'll take some of that money and use it for prevention programs and help programs. And within the state law, the Native American tribes that do operate casinos in Michigan, a portion of that money does go to help gambling addiction.
All right, Ted O'Dell, gambling casino mogul.
Not yet, but we're working on it.
All right. Thanks so much, Ted.
Thank you, Tony. We appreciate it very much.
Here, let's